This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrne. The social media platform Twitter has permanently banned President Donald Trump. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
Twitter has permanently suspended President Donald Trump's account. In announcing the move, Twitter said it was banning Trump from its platform because of the risk of further incitement of violence. Twitter also banned former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and pro-Trump attorney Sidney Powell Friday. It was part of a Twitter purge of QAnon accounts following Wednesday's storming of the U.S. Capitol by a mob of Trump supporters. In an email, Twitter said, given the renewed potential for violence surrounding this type of behavior in the coming days, we will permanently suspend accounts that are solely dedicated to sharing QAnon content. Mike Gracia, Washington.
House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Friday she has instructed the Rules Committee to be prepared to move forward on a motion to impeach U.S. President Donald Trump if the Republican does not resign after deadly pro-Trump riots at the Capitol. Pelosi said in a statement on her meeting with the Democratic caucus that it's the hope of members that the president will immediately resign. President-elect Joe Biden is staying out of any plans to impeach President Trump. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
Biden says everybody knows what he thinks of the president.
Not worthy to hold that office.
But he repeatedly refused to endorse growing Democratic calls for a second round of impeachment proceedings.
That's a decision for the Congress to make. I'm focused on my job.
While Biden agrees the president does need to go,
the quickest way that that will happen is us being sworn in on the 20th.
And the president says he will not attend. The first incumbent in more than 150 years to skip his successor's swearing in. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Director General of the World Health Organization on Friday said there was a clear problem that low- and middle-income countries had not yet received COVID-19 vaccines. Speaking in Geneva, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said during a news conference that rich countries have the majority of the supply. He urged countries and manufacturers to stop making bilateral deals at the expense of the UN's COVAX vaccine-sharing facility.
This potentially bumps up the price for everyone and means high-risk people in the poorest and most marginalized countries don't get the vaccine.
Tedros also warned that people must comply with restrictions and social distancing rules to curb the spread of the coronavirus. The WHO head said that none of us is exceptional, and the more people can break the chain of transmission, the more the world can avoid more illness and death. It appears that a new variant of the coronavirus is concentrated mostly in two states in the United States. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The variant is named B117. It was first detected in Colorado, which has three confirmed cases, and now a suspected fourth patient. Then came California, which now has 26 cases, according to the CDC, the highest number in the nation. Next is Florida, with 22 cases, and just a small number reported so far in New York, Georgia, and now Harris County, Texas. The variant strain is believed to be much more contagious, and the news comes as the U.S. breaks a record. 4,000 virus deaths reported in one day. 6.7 million people have received their first shot of the COVID-19 vaccine. It's a one-day gain of about 800,000. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. economy posted its first monthly job loss since the spring. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The Labor Department says U.S. employers cut 140,000 jobs in December, the first monthly loss since April. Wells Fargo senior economist Sarah House says nearly 500,000 leisure and hospitality jobs were lost.
Your restaurants, hotels, and really the things that consumers have had to pull back on.
House says the fact the jobless rate stayed at 6.7%, the first time it hasn't dropped since April, doesn't tell the whole story about unemployed Americans.
You still have about 4 million more people outside of the workforce, not even being counted.
The economy still has nearly 10 million fewer jobs than it did before the pandemic struck in March. Mike Kemp in Washington.
Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.